I think Gordon Brown and Brian Cowan have come to Northern Ireland because they have become alarmed during that things were getting serious in terms of a political crisis and a potential collapse in the Assembly. This was not choreographed. I think this was in response to a failure lunchtime yesterday for Sinn Féin and the DUP to agree to a deal on policing and justice. So they're here in Northern Ireland to rescue the political process and save it from collapse.
Why is it on the brink of collapse?
Well, I think Sinn Féin are fed up with the DUP's refusal to devolve policing and justice powers. Sinn Féin set a Christmas deadline. They've busted that deadline. And I think they will be perceived to be weak if they let this run on any longer. So they're pushing this to the limit now and, you know, making noises about walking away and all that. They don't want to. They've stressed that. Martin McGuinness said that today. He wants the Assembly to work. And we may yet see the deal rescued. We may yet see some sort of arrangement where policing and justice powers are transferred from Westminster to Belfast. And there may be some concessions for unionists as well. But it's really to do with A, frustration on Sinn Féin's part, and B, fear on the DUP's part. The fear being that if we grant this concession to Sinn Féin, come the general election, we will suffer greatly at the polls at the hands of the hardline traditional unionist voice. Fear and frustration are the two key themes here.
What would happen if devolution does collapse?
If Martin McGuinness, for example, was to resign as Deputy First Minister, that would mean that the whole thing collapses. Then we would be into a period probably of negotiations. But probably before that, we would have to have assembly elections, fresh assembly elections. Now, that's something all unionists don't want at the moment because there is a fear that a split three-way unionist vote would let Sinn Féin become the biggest party and in turn allow Martin McGuinness to be First Minister, which no unionist would probably serve under. So I think there are a couple of things that are happening in the unionist undergrowth. One is there are talks, tentative talks between the DUP and the Ulster unionists, to have some kind of electoral pact. If there was an assembly election, they could operate as a coherent whole, a kind of a coalition, which could then constitute itself like a single political party come the reformation of the assembly after the elections, and they could still have enough votes combined to elect a first minister. But that's a gamble. But they're certainly looking at that scenario if Sinn Féin are serious about pulling out. We'll know in the next 20 to 24 hours.